Pangasi dina di New York.
The game is in New York.
Ia teh pocerah.
It is a sunny day.
Loba jalma datang pikeun ningali.
Many people come to watch.
Tim New York jeung Detroit.
The teams are New York and Detroit.
Kaulinan dimimitian jam 7.
The game starts at 7 o'clock.
New York ngagaduhan tim anu kuat.
New York has a strong team.
Detroit main menang had.
Detroit plays well.
Skorna.
The score is tied.
Ans niluhan pikeun tim marana.
Fans cheer for their teams.
Pamainanah berita damel 75 tau 75.
The game ends with a score of 75-75.
Sakur mapagumbira kayan kakaulinan.
Everyone is happy with the game.
Aranjeuna ngobrol ngeunan kaulinan.
They talk about the game.
Basketball tnyenyerakeun.
Basketball is exciting.
Utbal tihiji olahraga populer di sakuliah dunia.
Football is a popular sport around the world.
Loba jalma keur manbal dina waktos basna.
Many people play football in their free time.
Mina manasar anu kungpupuh dua ju antara.
The game has 11 players on each team.
Tujuan tina kaulinan nyata pikeun ngambil gol.
The objective of the game is to score a goal.
Paman butuh pikeun ngalalanyahan bola ka masing-masing.
Players need to pass the ball to each other.
Merenkeun bola ka gawang Chan Og.
They can also shoot the ball into the goal.
Lamun aranjeuna nyerang kerumunan ngagoro.
If they score, the crowd cheers loudly.
Utbol diputer di sakuliah dunia.
Football is played all over the world.
Ieu mangrupikeun kaulinan kaparigelan sareng kerja tim.
It is a game of skill and teamwork.
Sadayana resep ningali kaulinan bal.
Everyone loves to watch football matches.
Sakali mangsa, aya hiji budak aungora nu dingaranna Lily.
Once upon a time, there was a young girl named Lily.
Manha hoyong meuli sapt anyar.
She wanted to buy a new bicycle.
Tapi maneh teu boga artos anu cekap.
But she did not have enough money.
Lily mutusuk ka nyimpen jatahna.
Lily decided to save her allowance.
Sakumaha saminggu, manehna nyimpen saprangan leutik tina eta.
Every week, she saved a small part of it.
Anjeuna ngarasa senang nalika anjeuna ningali simpenanna tumbuh.
She felt happy as she watched her savings grow.
Hiji-hiji po, indung bapa nanaroskeun ka anjeuna ngeunaan cita-citanya.
One day, her parents asked her about her goals.
Manha nyarita kamaranain manna hoyong ngumbara jeung ngajalajah dunia.
She told them she wanted to travel and explore the world.
Indungna sareng bapa nabangga kana kamampuan nyimpenna.
Her parents were proud of her saving skills.
Lily teras nyimpen artos keur impianana.
Lily continued to save money for her dreams.
Lily ngahasilkeun tujuana salami waktos.
Lily achieved her goals over time.
Anjeun ngaraos in nyimpen artos tasaleresna berharga.
She felt that saving money was truly worth it.
Olahraga ekstrem nyayogikeun karasa unik anu henteu kapendak dina kagiatan tradisional.
Extreme sports offer unique thrills that are not found in traditional activities.
Tiangkeun ti skiing dugi ka pananjangan batu, unggal olahraga ngagaduhan daya tarik khusus.
From skydiving to rock climbing, each sport has its special allure.
Jalma ilah denten nyari adrenalina anu ngacirikeun kagiatan ieu.
People often seek the adrenaline rush that accompanies these activities.
Para pangundang ngalayang ti luhung-luhur, karasaeun dina kabebasan anu ngagempeur.
Skydivers leap from great heights, experiencing a thrilling free fall.
Dinabdana, pananjak batu nak tebing anu susah, muji watesna.
In contrast, rock climbers scale tough cliffs, testing their limits.
Naha nu marake anu gede atanapi bunge jumping, kasenangan tekarasa.
Whether they are surfing big waves or bungee jumping, the excitement is palpable.
Sora tina tiada tiang tina pangalaman ieu tiasa janten kecanduan kanggo seueur penggemar.
The rush from these experiences can be addictive for many enthusiasts.
Junkies adrenalin mindeng gadorong watesna, milarian tantangan anyar.
Adrenaline junkies often push their boundaries, seeking new challenges.
Saban olahraga ekstrem gaduh risiko unik sorangan nu kedah diperhatoskeun ku para peserta.
Every extreme sport has its unique risks that participants must consider.
Pamustikeun, olahraga ekstrim masihan rangsangan, ngadorong jalma pikeun ngahontal watesna.
Ultimately, extreme sports provide excitement, pushing people to their limits.
Dina waktos anu didominasi ku layar, Emily mutuskeunin waktuna kanggo deto digital.
In an age dominated by screens, Emily decided it was time for a digital detox.
Tangtu reconnect ke alam, maneh ngarencanakeun akhir minggu jauh ti teleponna.
Determined to reconnect with nature, she planned a weekend away from her phone.
Dina ngemas mutus tertentu sareng gamimitian perjalanan hiking.
She packed her bags and set off on a hiking trip.
Hawa seger jeung lingkungan tenang ngahirupkeun jiwana.
The fresh air and serene surroundings revitalized her spirit.
Diwarno heula di taun-taun, maneh ngarasa bener-bener aya.
For the first time in years, she felt truly present.
Ngalepaskeun tim dia sosial ngamungkinkeun manehna ngadapati kenikmatan sederhana.
Disconnecting from social media allowed her to rediscover simple pleasures.
Manha resep maca buku di handapeun tangkal jeung ngadenge manuk nyanyi.
She enjoyed reading books under the trees and listening to birds singing.
Saben waktos karasa cerah sareng pinuh ku kahirupan, mangrupikeun beana anu jelas sareng rutina.
Each moment felt vibrant and full of life, a stark contrast to her usual routine.
Dihasilkeun ku katerangan anyar ieu, anjeuna mutuskeun pikeun ngawatesan waktos napikeun layar.
Inspired by this newfound clarity, she resolved to limit her screen time.
Balik ka imah, maneh ngarasa rasa kasuksesan jeung katentreman.
Returning home, she felt a sense of accomplishment and peace.
Digital deto teh mangrupikeun titik penentuan dina hirupna, anu salawasna dirahasiakeun.
The digital detox was a turning point in her life, one she would always cherish.
Dina teknologi anu robah gancang, antarbeun otak komputer, ci, muncul jadi kamajuan rolusion.
In the rapidly evolving field of technology, brain-computer interfaces, BC, emerge as a revolutionary advancement.
Aranjeuna ngalayanan salaku tautan penting antara kognisi manusia sareng sistem digital, ngamungkinkeun kamampuan komunikasi anu henteu pernah aya.
They serve as crucial links between human cognition and digital systems, enabling unprecedented communication capabilities.
Ieu antar muka jalan ku ngartikeun sinyal neural, ngaganti pamikiran janten parentah anu tiasa dilaksanakeun.
These interfaces operate by interpreting neural signals, transforming thoughts into executable commands.
Panalung ti intensi nyatakeun ka pamingpinan signikan pikeun aplikasi BC dina ngubaran gangguan neurologis.
Extensive research has revealed significant potential for the application of BCIs in treating neurological disorders.
Pasien anu ngalaman kaayaan saperti paralisis atanapi ALS bakal meunang kauntungan anu paling ti teknologi ieu.
Patients suffering from conditions such as paralysis or ALS stand to benefit most from this technology.
Salajengna, panaliti nuju nalungtik metode inovatif pikeun ningkatkeun antarmuka antara pikiran sareng mesin.
Moreover, researchers are exploring innovative methodologies to enhance the interface between minds and machines.
Implikasi etika tina teknologi saperti kitu oge janten subjek debat anu ketat di antara spesialis.
The ethical implications of such technologies are also a subject of rigorous debate among specialists.
Nalika teknologi ieu beuki loba, mastikeun panggunana anu tanggung jawab janten penting pisan pikeun kamajuan sosial.
As these technologies proliferate, ensuring their responsible use becomes increasingly vital to societal advancement.